What a Disaster by Katie Furze. Our Nana and Granddad live near the beach at Mount Maunganui. All term, we'd been looking forward to staying with them for the holidays. But just before we arrived, we heard on the car radio that something terrible had happened. A container ship, called the Rena, had crashed into Astrolabe Reef on its way into the port of Tauranga. The news item said that the Rena was carrying more than 1,700 tons of heavy fuel oil. This oil is toxic to birds, fish, seals, and other marine life. The ship was also carrying more than 1,300 containers. Some of them had dangerous goods inside. As soon as we got to Nana and Granddad's place, we noticed a horrible smell, like the smell at a petrol station. It made us feel a bit sick. We all went down to look at the beach. There were lots of sticky black blobs of oil in the sand. They looked like the lumps of tar you see on the road when it gets hot in summer. When we looked closer, we could see that the whole beach was covered with tiny specks of oil.
"Don't touch it," said Dad. "It's probably poisonous."
"What a disaster," said Mum. There were lots of other people on the beach. Some of them looked angry. Some of them were crying. We were disappointed that we couldn't play in the sand or go swimming, and Dad was annoyed that he couldn't go surfing. We kept away from the beach for the next few days. Instead, we walked around Mo'au, the mountain at Mount Maunganui. From the walkway, we could see splashes of shiny black oil on the rocks.
"That's very dangerous for the seals and seabirds," said Nana.
We watched the news about the Rena on TV every night. It showed pictures of dead birds, their feathers glued up in a sticky black mess. That made us all very sad. When we went back to the beach, signs had been put up, warning people to be careful. Some parts of the beach were sealed up with tape saying, "Danger, keep out."
"It looks like a crime scene," said Dad.
"That's just what it is," said Mum.
"A crime." Several huge containers had washed up on the sand. One was still sealed when it arrived, but others had been bashed open by waves and rocks. We saw one that was full of hamburger patties. They were starting to rot, and they smelt like a rubbish tip. Later, teams of people in special protective gear came with diggers to clean up the mess and take it away. On the main beach at Mount Maunganui, we saw dozens of soldiers in white suits kneeling on the sand. They crawled along the beach in a line, sifting through the sand with their fingers. They were picking up every tiny bit of oil they could find. The TV news said that Mōtiti Island, which is very close to Astrolabe Reef, had been swamped with oil. Altogether, more than 350 tons of oil had spilt into the sea. A wildlife expert said that up to 20,000 birds may have been killed. We found out that more than
80 containers had fallen off the ship into the sea. Many of these had washed up on Motiti Island. Some of them landed in Mount Maunganui. And some were found further along the coast. We were pleased when at last we could play on the beach again. But we still couldn't stop thinking about all those seals and seabirds. How long would it be before the sea was safe for them again? The Rena oil spill. The Rena hit Astrolab Reef on the 5th of October 2011. The ship later broke in half. Oil and debris from the wreck were washed up on the coast as far away as Gisborne and the Coromandel. According to the Minister for the Environment, this was New Zealand's worst ever maritime environmental disaster.